Fonte, you know I am such a fan of how this project came about and the origin story for Wealthy. So tell us about that.
Yeah, happy to. And thank you for showing that. So, you know, Wealthy's really focused on this concept of social finance. And I was first exposed to that pre-Wealthy. Before launching the company, I worked as an American diplomat for about 10 years. Seems like a former life, I like to tell people. But the State Department sent me to live and work in East Asia, all over Africa, with a lot of foreign banks and governments to design access to capital programs for underbanked, underserved communities, women, small businesses, exporters that wanted to do business with the United States. And that's where I was exposed to this concept of social finance and how people were saving as a community, lending as a community, even investing together outside the formal banking system. And I got fascinated by it because it was so impactful. And I'll give you some reasons why. Regardless of what country I went to, and there were so many different translations that I found over time, what was really kind of universal across all those different cultures, and even in American immigrant communities, was this concept of, one, I'm much more likely to reach my financial goals when I share them with someone that I know and trust. And the data shows that you're actually 95% more likely. They were incredibly helpful in terms of promoting financial literacy, financial health, helping people to build wealth and do amazing things like immigrate to the United States. And it was really the positive peer pressure, FOMO even, and this concept of social networking that banks really hadn't tapped into in a formalized way. And so coming back to the U.S., looking around my community in D.C., I said to myself, you know, what if we can modernize this concept of social finance and introduce it to the U.S. banking system in a way that banks could leverage and offer to customers to build their financial health, and actually as a tool to attract and retain the younger generation, which is all on social. So that's how it started.
That's awesome. tell us exactly what Wealthy is, what it does.
Yeah. Happy to. So at its core, what we're offering is a B2B, highly configurable social savings wallet and app that plugs inside an embedded solution, can plug inside your mobile banking app. And it's designed to really feel like a Instagram or a TikTok inside your banking app. And as opposed to using a lot of traditional methods to reach customers and really collect information about customers that you can use to design products and services, like bank branches, for example, expensive marketing campaigns, we actually took a different route. With our technology, social savings wallet, powered by Discover, we can help you leverage things like online communities, social networking feeds, customer referrals, creator-driven content in a safe and secure way, all within your mobile banking app. And so that's what we offer in a nutshell. Banks can white label it, you can integrate it, or you can use it as a complementary solution.
Great. Say a little bit about the Wealthy, wallet, and the communal savings product.
Yeah, definitely. So we designed our digital wallet so that it could be connected to any card or account. All the bells and whistles, and with Discover, we've been able to offer things like Apple Pay, Google Pay, a new white-labeled solution or not. And what's interesting and unique about our wallet is not only can you save for private goals individually, we're also bringing this group concept to saving, and we like to call it social savings. So the simplest way to think about it is I'm saving for a down payment on a house, and I want to invite my community that can help keep me accountable to my financial goals. Maybe I have friends or sorority sisters that are trying to buy a house too. We can create a Wealthy group. We can all save individually for that group, and we can actually share information and engage with bank staff, for example, with our community to meet that goal and keep each other accountable. And the wallet allows me to actually save for that goal and track my savings with my partner financial institution. But it can also be for things like group financial goals. Like, so say I want to go on a spring break trip, for example, or maybe some friends of ours, we want to invest in buying a building together. Wealthy can facilitate that types of group engagement as well around saving and investing and doing it in a safe and secure way on a wallet that's actually with my partner bank. And so this concept of private savings and group savings is what we really differentiate for the market.
Great. Tell us about the benefit one key benefit that you feel you offer to banks or affinity groups or anybody, any other entity that might be interested.
I think But Wealthy does well. I'd say there's two value props for banks, financial institutions generally. One is how can we help you to deepen your existing customer relationships? For example, customers will open up a savings and a checking account, but how do you transition them to wealth management products, for example, insurance products? How do you increase the deposits at your institution? Wealthy does a great job at doing that. And we do that by, one, getting folks into your funnel, not through a branch or through a cold call, but actually through friend invites and online communities that talk about shared financial goals. We collect a ton of data within these social feeds. And then we also have an in-app scheduler where we can connect your customers to a financial advisor, to a lender, without them ever having to come into the branch. Really offer a private banking experience for your customers that's more efficient. And in doing so, give you a lot of data so that you can upsell and cross-sell products or services at the right time to your customer base. So that's one, deepening your customer relationships, increasing that LTV for those customers and getting them into stickier products. And then I think the next value add is really centered around decreasing your customer acquisition costs. You know, it's very expensive to have an army of salespeople, branch managers, financial advisors, et cetera. Everyone knows that millennials and Gen Z don't gravitate towards bank branches, which can be very expensive to launch in new markets. And so, and what we've heard is that the average cost for acquiring a wealth customer for a bank can be upwards of $3,000 per customer. That's really high. Wealthy can get that cost down to a fraction of the cost. And we do that through social networking, building virality within your mobile banking app, and leveraging the power of communities as a way to attract customers as opposed to more traditional methods. So decreasing that cost is a big one. Yeah.
So talk a little bit about your journey as a fintech.
Yeah.
And particularly about some of the partnerships you've built and what has been the most helpful in that?
Yeah, well, I gotta say, and I would be remiss, and it's not just because I'm here, but Discover Global Network was actually one of the first partners to really get Wealthy off the ground. They believed in us when we were a very early stage company and really ideating around what our digital wallet should do, the types of features that it needed. They were willing to work with us to create an ecosystem of partners so that we could actually issue co-branded prepaid debit cards, which was huge, and not have to build it all in-house. And then gave us a lot of opportunities like this to promote the platform to our customers, which are banks, credit unions, CDFIs, et cetera. So that was a huge partnership. And for fintechs, it can be really hard to get that when you're an early company just starting out. I think in addition to that, other partnerships that have been really helpful are things like some of the accelerators that we've worked with. We're a Techstars company, for example. That's been a great opportunity to help us scale really quickly. So I would say those are kind of my top two. Yeah.
Glad to be part of that. You've said a lot about working with Discover. Why would you recommend us to other fintechs?
That's a good question, too. You know, you have to be very, strategic when you're picking your card network. And you need to make sure you're working with a company that's going to really kind of give you that extra kind of personal touch. And I feel like Discover does that really well. Discover Global Network did everything from help us to really be thoughtful around which agent bank and processor, program manager that we worked with, for example. We were able to really kind of customize a card program that really fit our technology, one that has all the bells and whistles that customers want to see. I mentioned Apple Pay, Google Pay, for example. A global ATM network was really important to us because we want to be able to scale globally with other communities. And then also having a very kind of trusted brand was important. I think that's some of the reasons why we went early on. I went to Discover and wanted a partnership with them. And then I think the last piece is you guys do a pretty good job at really catering to fintechs and our unique needs. And I think that's important when you're picking your card program and designing what partners are going to back you. You want to make sure they understand your unique needs, your value prop, and are willing to work with you and curate something versus just give you something out of the box.
Talk about some of the things that have stood in the way and how, you know, the obstacles to your program.
Yeah.
I mean, they're always there.
Yeah.
And it's being able to overcome those and, you know, really work to bring this to be.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not always easy. You know, the average CARB program takes, what, 6 months to get off the ground, typically, on average? And so really kind of... early on when you're designing it, you know, you think you know what you want, and then you get into implementation, and a lot of things change. Business decisions, client requests, especially when you're B2B, can often make you have to tweak along the way. And so being really thoughtful around what's our core product offering and making sure we execute on that well, and then build on, think strategically around how we build additional features over time. That's something that we really had to be strategic about. Again, finding that right partner. We went through quite a few options when picking our agent bank and our issuer. And we had to really kind of be strategic around settling on the right partner for us. And sometimes that's painful because, you know, you want to move quickly. But sometimes you take your time and pick the right partner because, like I said, it's a marriage in that CARB program. And so we had to figure that out as well and be patient with ourselves until we could do that. So those are the two I would say offhand. Yeah.
Say a little bit about being a woman and an African-American woman founder and how that's informed your journey.
No, man, I love it. I think I bring a unique perspective into an industry that has traditionally been older and male and oftentimes not African-American. And so, you know, having the confidence to walk into that room, explain why, communities that they might not be aware of are important and are a good value prop and a good business opportunity. Having that unique insight and being able to back it up with figures and our traction is something that I really get a lot of pleasure in. But it's also kind of a cultural thing and a wall that you have to continually push at. As a woman fintech, African-American, it can be very difficult to raise venture capital. Less than 1% comes to us. And so we've been blessed to be a part of that 1%, but we've had to be scrappy. And I think that over time has really helped us, though. It's made us a stronger business, more resilient, especially right now when you're looking at the market. And it's also made us really build what the clients want and be strategic and intentional around that, which helps you in the long run.
Great. And say a little bit more about the demographic you're looking at and how you really think that you can address their needs.
Yeah, definitely. So we're B2B, so we sell and license our tech to banks, right? But our value prop is helping them to reach the next generation. And I mentioned it in the video. It's millennial, it's Gen Z, it's multicultural. And, you know, I think people really don't understand this, but a lot of us are getting our financial information online. 56%, according to a recent, Credit Karma, NerdWallet article. We're not going to our branch managers, not our dad's financial advisors. We are actually going to a lot of influencers and creators on places like Reddit and TikTok and Instagram for financial advice on how to save, how to invest, where to put your money, who to work with. And we're getting the information from people that are not vetted and they're not trained and they're not certified. And so what Wealthy tries to do is really provide financial institutions a way to reach these new customers in a way that they understand. It's so important because we know that a lot of banks in the industry has the experts, but they're really struggling to reach people that look like me, and we're the future in America, I feel. And so what Wealthy can help you do is talk to those younger customers, those multicultural customers in a way they understand. We call them high performers. Actually cultivate and strengthen your relationships with them and in that sense, open new accounts. So that's kind of our value prop and how we like to complement what you're already doing.
Anything else that you want to say about Wealthy or about your journey any of this?
Yeah. No, I think I would say is, we really feel strongly that the industry needs to take a look at how customers are engaging and getting their financial information. Mainstreaming a concept like social finance is not an easy thing, and a lot of people are very skeptical around, is this thing going to work? Is this something that people want? And I would encourage you to think outside the box a little bit. Talk to your customers. Go on some of these platforms and see how they're engaging with their customers. I think you'll be surprised at the activity, the customer activity you're seeing in the social networking space. And if financial institutions don't come up with creative ways, like Wealthy, to reach those customers where they are, I think it's going to be a problem down the line. And I would hate to see that. And we, just like you need us, we need you in terms of how we think about wealth and kind of our future and the economy. And so I really encourage financial institutions to think outside the box, look at innovative ways to partner with fintechs, even if they're new and not something that you're used to working with. We've had some great experiences doing that with some very forward-leading visionary banks, and I'd love to see more of that adoption in the industry.
Wonderful. And I'm so excited about what you're doing, who you're doing it with, and who you're doing it for.
Awesome.
So I think that's great. We have like 1 minute if there are any questions that anyone wants to bring up. Yeah.
Only just because like you don't understand how it works.
Yeah.
Because like, you have a card yourself, right?
Yes.
Do you sell that card into banks? And if the banks already have a card?
Yep.
Yeah,
so we offer a suite of payment solutions and social finance apps. And so if you already have a card program, you can add the Wealthy Wallet to it. We have an embedded software that allows us to do that. When you add Wealthy to your wallet, what a customer is able to do is move money from a primary account into the account at your bank. Wealthy is the intermediary for that. And from the customer standpoint on the front end, we're helping them to track their savings, invite family, friends, people that they know and trust to save or invest with them, while the institution gets to have the card branded and have the accounts in the customer relationship. So that's how the wallet works. If you don't have a card program, we can offer one to you branded with Discover, digital wallet and card. So it's really kind of, do you want to start something new or do you want to amplify what you already have, essentially? And then the app is decided to literally embed inside a mobile banking app. We do that in a variety of different ways. And think of it in terms of a Instagram or a TikTok inside your app. So you've got community of people engaging around financial topics and groups. You can schedule a free consultation with a financial advisor, for example. You can access personalized financial content in snackable, social feed type format to kind of get to know your customers better, and we can give you a ton of data on the back end to support it.
Okay, unfortunately, we've run out of time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You.
Our thanks to Fonta Gilliam and Liz Nutting. This was terrific.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Glad
Thank
you all joined
you.
Us.